Welcome to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk, with Reverend Jennifer Hadley, a beloved teacher of the Course, who has helped thousands learn how to express their beliefs from moment to moment in their everyday lives. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application. Here is your host, Reverend Jennifer Hadley.
Good morning.
Hello.
It's a gray morning in LA turning into a beautiful day. We can see the blue coming through. Sometimes it's that way, right? I remember when I was younger, in my 20s and such, I was one of those people that I would get up on the wrong side of the bed. I don't get up on the wrong side of the bed anymore. There is no wrong side. And I haven't even thought about that, but I'm grateful for that. Yeah. I can remember waking up in a state of worry and fear. Yeah, worry, fear, and doubt. And by the way, if you folks are listening to the Living A Course in Miracles series, last week the classes were so good with Rhonda Britton and myself. Oh, we threw it down. It was so good. I got so many emails from people who listened 3 and 4 and 5 times, just said it was amazing and life-changing for them. So if you're one of those people who wrote to me, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can still get those downloads and all of those classes. So I can talk about that a little later, but it's time for us to pray. People who love to pray, we are together. So I invite you to join me. I place my hand in my heart and remind myself that I am wholehearted for God, for love, for peace, for joy, that this is the only thing that I'm truly interested in. This is my passion and my purpose, to live and know and demonstrate and reveal the love of God as my life, as every activity in my life. So I'm calling for a blessing on everything in my life, and I know that blessing is so apparent to me when I partner up. So we partner up with the higher Holy Spirit self right now, and we give it over. We surrender any sense of separation or limitation, any thought of lack or attack. We make a holy offering of it. Right now, we open to know God's will as our very life, as every choice and decision that we make. We give thanks that no matter what we have done or said or thought in the past, we can choose again now, that our healing is now, it's always now, and we're accepting it and receiving it right now. We invoke an awareness of divine grace into every activity of our life, and we live by grace. Lit up by the love of God, we share the benefits with everyone because we're one with them. In gratitude, we let it be, and so it is. Amen. 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 Yes. 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 So one of the things that's present in my mind right now is yesterday I got to go and visit a local Course in Miracles group, and it was just a beautiful experience, beautiful, beautiful gathering of people who are dedicating themselves to love and really living in the expansion. And we had such a deep and profound conversation. It was really beautiful. I love to be in person, to be in circle. I just absolutely love it. And so this is why I'm constantly creating opportunities for us to connect. So I just want to put that out there, that anyone who, if you invite me, I will do my best to come. You know, it costs money and everything, but I do my best. So I'm just saying that. And I'm going to be in Europe in November and early December. And I'm very excited about that. So if you're listening in Europe or you have friends in Europe, I'm going to be in Ireland, Germany, and the UK. I'm going to do some sacred site touring on my own, and I'm also going to do some workshops and speaking. But I also would really love to visit some local Course in Miracles groups. So I'm just putting that out there as well, and you can see the events, everything on my events page at jenniferhadley.com. So it's good karma to build community, and so I invite you to consider any ways that you can share these opportunities with others. So take a look at the events page. You'll see what's coming up and where I am and what I'm doing. All right. Well, one of the things that's most interesting to me is over the years, I saw in myself, and I see it in so many spiritual seekers, is they take an intellectual approach to their studies. And I certainly have done that. Yes, I have. And so I had the thought, the belief that it was more valuable for me to study books and take intellectual classes than anything else. I thought somehow that was good. And it took me a long, 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 long time to realize that that actually can feed the ego, that feeding the intellect can feed the ego, and that what is much more beneficial for me is the experiential. That's why I love being in community. So we can get into conversation. We can get into experience. We can get into meditation. We can get into the transformation and the transcendence. And it's profound how much healing we can have. Now, what I also know is that many people have ahas in classes, in spiritual practice, in listening to this radio show. But if you're not applying it, if you don't get into where the rubber meets the road in your life, then you don't go anywhere. It just becomes a stagnant thing that it will fall away. You won't even remember that you had the aha. As many times I've been in class or community or in a one-on-one counseling session with someone, and I will remind them of an aha that they had recently, and they can't even remember it. They have to go back and look in their journal. I understand that. I've been in that situation. So what we are interested in is getting some traction. Yes. And what I absolutely know is your good awaits you now, just like my good awaits me now. It's here for us. It's not being withheld. It really requires us to step up to receive it and being receptive. Now, this week in the Living a Course in Miracles classes, the free classes that are offered at livingacourseinmiracles.com, you can register for free. The two classes this week are on healing the thoughts of lack and limitation, healing the experience of lack and limitation. So if you find that you are in your mind, constantly noticing, I don't have, I'm in lack, I feel limited, I don't feel expansive, I don't feel in the flow of God's goodness, these classes, which are totally free, will be for you. And in alignment with what's going to be shared this week in those classes, I'm going to invite you in Chapter 7, Section 8, which is entitled The Unbelievable Belief. Paragraph 10, it says, you are the will of God. You are the will of God. Do not accept anything else as your will, or you are denying what you are. Deny this, and you will attack, believing you have been attacked. So what does it mean for us to know that we are the will of God? What is divine will? Now, A Course in Miracles also tells us that There is no separate will. There is only divine will. There is an illusion of a separate will, but there's only divine will. And what we are doing in our human experience, A Course in Miracles talks about it in sometimes as a journey to saving time so that we're not constantly reincarnating and having the same karmic lessons over and over and over again. So we're opening our hearts and minds to know the will of God as our very own. So when we think thoughts of lack, thoughts of attack, thoughts of limitation and separation, we are preferring to have an experience in the illusion of a separate will. It's not real, because the only will that there is the will of God. So we can use the illusion of separate will to think a thought of lack, to think a thought of attack, to think a thought of limitation or separation, and they really all our thoughts of separation, of course they are. And then what's going to happen is we will have an experience in the illusion of lack, attack, limitation, and separation. So we think the thought, and then we have the experience. And very often in the middle of that is our feelings, our emotions. So if we think a thought of lack and attack, we're going to feel constricted in our emotions. We're going to feel upset in our emotions, right? We all love the lesson, I'm never upset for the reason I think. Never upset for the reason I think. Never. Never, 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 never. I'm always upset when I think a thought of lack, attack, and limitation. It's guaranteed. Now, I'm going to invite you to place your hand on your heart and turn within. And I invite you to consider something going on in your life right now that upsets you. Perhaps think of the thing that most upsets you, where you feel the greatest sense of lack or limitation or upset. So get that feeling. Call to mind that situation. And now invite into your awareness, what is your dominant thought about the situation? What is your dominant recurring thought about that situation? And what is the nature of that thought? Is it a thought of lack? Is it a thought of judgment, a thought of attack, critical thought? Is it a thought of limitation? Are you limited in some way? Do you keep thinking that thought? This is the reason why you're upset. Because on a spiritual level, your own higher Holy Spirit self knows, and that's you absolutely know that every thought that you're thinking is generating your experience. It's bringing forth your experience. And it doesn't matter whether the experience is something that you see with your eyes or experience with your body in form out there in the world, or whether you feel it in your body in terms of emotion. That thought is creating the upset. And the reason why you're upset, truly the reason why you're upset, is because you're giving yourself permission to experience more limitation, more lack, more separation. And by choosing to think that thought and believe it and pour your precious energy into it, you are denying that you are in the flow of God's goodness. There is no sense of God's goodness for you in that area of your life because you're focused on the opposite. you're focused on lack and limitation. You're pulling yourself out of the flow of love and healing and harmony and insight and wisdom and clarity. Now, continuing on in this exploration, with your hand on your heart, tuning inward, what are the intuitive prompts that you get from your own higher Holy Spirit self? Or you could say it's from the Holy Spirit, but the Holy Spirit isn't outside of you. So what is the divine guidance that you're getting that you deny? Just allow it to appear in your mind gracefully. There is guidance that you're getting of thoughts that you could think that would open up the flow of love and expansion and prosperity and abundance and healing. Healing in the mind, healing in the body, healing in the emotional body, the psyche. Healing in the relationship. Healing in the career. That's why this entire Living A Course in Miracles series is on healing. There's so much healing that we can experience, but we have to do the inner work in order to bring it forward. So right now, you're getting clarity about those inner promptings that you get. That's your intuition. That's divine insight. And you'll notice that the inner promptings that are powerful and true and life-changing are that still small voice. They have a quietness to them. They have a sweetness to them. Yes, and they're consistent over and over and over again. There's no opinion in them. There's no judgment. There's no should. There's no you better. There's no hey dummy. None of that. It's just quiet, consistent guidance. So I'm going to invite you to, we're going into break. I'm going to invite you to write these things down. Contemplate this in the break. And if it makes sense for you, register for Living A Course in Miracles at livingacourseofmiracles.com. So I'm Jennifer Hadley, and you're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio. I'll be right back.
Thank you for tuning in for A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk. Get ready to focus on your intent to be the love, be the peace, through practical application as we return to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
So we're discussing how to open up to receive the good that is always ours. God's good is ours. It's yours. And it, as it says in A Course in Miracles, it takes great learning. It takes great willingness to really be able to see with clarity that we are the ones who are getting in the way of the flow of good. So what I want to invite you right now is, again, with your hand on your heart, just look at who are you blaming? Who are you blaming? Is there anyone that you're blaming for your experience of lack, your experience of limitation? Is there anyone that you are blaming? It could be even yourself. And now, what I invite you to do, turn within here with your eyes closed and your hand on your heart and imagine giving all of that blame to the Holy Spirit. For me, I like to think of placing it on the altar, the holy altar fire of God's love. Imagine just placing the blame on the altar. of God's love. Imagine the Holy Spirit lifting it off of you like an old, worn, dirty overcoat, just lifting it off of you. And see if you can get a sense of what you would be like without that blame. And see if you can get a sense of what you could experience, what you could co-create in your life without blame. Feel the rush of love pouring in through you, through your loving heart, and out into the world, into your relationships, into your finances, into the flow of prosperity, into sharing your gifts and talents with the world in ways that are profoundly fulfilling for yourself and everyone your life touches. Feel the energy of love and light circulating around in your life in all directions, swirling, touching everyone you connect with, in every store, in the coffee shop, in your workplace, in your home, in your neighborhood, in your church. In your study group, if there was no blame in your life, and feel your heart open to know God's love as your own, to know God's will as your own. This is your healing. You really can give the thoughts of lack and attack and limitation, the blame and the shame, to the Holy Spirit for healing. God cannot take from you what you do not relinquish. This is what we've been talking about lately. The correction of fear is your responsibility. Fear is always a sign of strain arising whenever what you want conflicts with what you do. So if what you want is to feel in the free flow of love and goodness, prosperity and wholeness, if you would like to have a healing wash through your life, it starts in your heart and your willingness to no longer value the right to think thoughts of lack and attack. Chapter 7, page 128, paragraph 7. One teacher is in all minds, and he teaches the same lesson to all. We all have the same lesson. So no one is better than or less than anyone. We're all one, and we're all learning this same lesson. He always teaches you the inestimable worth of every son of God, teaching it with infinite patience, born of the infinite love for which he speaks. So this is our true identity, infinite love, infinite patience. We are all learning this lesson to stand as the will of God in our own mind. Every attack is a call for God's patience, since God's patience can translate attack into blessing. So when the impetus arises to send an attack thought out into the world, one thing you can know is, what is the purpose of that attack? It's to wound. Sometimes the attack thought is to protect. Very often the attack thought is a response to feeling attacked. So every time we send an attack thought out into the world, we are affirming that we have been attacked, that we are vulnerable, that we are not protected. And we must activate this attack in order to protect ourselves. But it's not a protection. Love is our protector. God is our protector. Instead of being a protection, what it actually is, that attack thought, what it actually is, it's a thought of separation, which keeps us separate from our brothers and our sisters, and from the love of God, and from the flow of God, and from prosperity, and from wisdom and clarity, and all of the healing that we so deeply desire. Those who attack do not know they are blessed. So if every time you feel tempted to choose an attack thought, you can stop yourself by saying, if I choose to attack, then I am not knowing I'm blessed. So I'm literally blocking the blessings in my life. I'm more interested in cultivating the right to attack and be separate than I am in the flow of blessings and love and healing and prosperity in my life. You can train your mind to recognize that every impulse to attack cuts off the blessings. And in that moment, you can say, Holy Spirit, higher self, I am that I am. I offer you this thought of attack. It's tempting, but I'm not interested in that anymore. Instead, I choose to think only the thoughts I think with God. Instead, I choose to think the thoughts of love and prosperity and wholeness and harmony and healing. Heal my life, heal my mind. I open and willingly make a holy offering of every thought of lack, attack, limitation, and separation. I'm not interested in that anymore. I'm done with playing small. I'm finding freedom in my heart and in my mind, which is the only place they can reside. I am willing to be truly masterful. I am willing to live a masterful life. Every attack is a call for God's patience, since God's patience can translate attack into blessing. So we cultivate the willingness to be patient no matter what. So we all know probably that A Course in Miracles tells us infinite patience brings immediate results. The immediate result that our willingness to choose patience is that we don't cut off the flow of blessings. Instead, we open to the flow of blessings. So on top of our willingness, we give thanks. Gratitude multiplies the good. It has to. It's law. So that's the law of cause and effect at play in our life. So we notice there's a feeling of constriction, right? In our physical body, in our emotional body, we notice there's a temptation to go to attack. We start moving into our opinions and our judgments and the criticism. We develop the willingness to be helpful, truly helpful to ourselves. And we say, oh, that's right. If I choose that thought of lack and attack, I'm going to experience constriction, upset, hurt. And I'd rather be in the flow of my blessings. So I'm going to make a holy offering of that thought to the Holy Spirit, which also reminds me that I'm one with the Holy Spirit, that I am in the flow of good, that the flow of good is my inheritance, it's my birthright. So I'm going to open to receive it, and I give thanks for God's goodness, which is always present, omnipotent, and knows no limitation. And I'm going to know this for my brothers and my sisters as well as myself, because by remembering the oneness and valuing the oneness, I expand the flow of blessings in my life. And I'm willing to discipline my mind. And I'm so grateful that this thought of attack arose in my mind, because now I can pluck it out. And I give it to the Holy Spirit. I don't have to figure out how to heal it. I simply cultivate my willingness. I'm willing to be patient. I'm willing to be kind. I'm willing to open my life to the love of God and recognize that my life is the will of God. It is the will of God that I will remember myself and see my brothers and sisters for whom they really are, which is me. I'm one with them. We are God. Our life is the life of God. Those who attack do not know they are blessed. They attack because they believe they are deprived. So you see, when the impulse in your mind comes to believe that you are deprived, that's when you're thinking an attack thought. So you think an attack thought because you believe you are deprived. And it's upsetting you. But the truth is, when you look a little deeper, the reason why you're upset is because you are using your free will to believe and invest in and energize that you are deprived when you are not deprived. You can choose to take yourself out of the free flow of the love of God in your experience. Within the illusion, you can do that. That is your ability through your use of free will. So if you take yourself out of the flow of love by thinking an attack thought, and then you say, I'm deprived. I don't have a flow of good in my life. I can't seem to get my prosperity going. I can't seem to find love. My relationships are terrible. I'm alone. I'm so alone. Right? Can you see that you're experiencing that only because you believe that you are being attacked, that you are limited, that you are left out? No one is left out. That's a false belief, and it is your responsibility. It is your responsibility to remember the oneness. So if you're not fulfilling your responsibility, you might move into blame and shame and lack and attack. And a lot of times, I know for me, I would rather project the attack out on someone else rather than take it inward. Most people would rather take it inward and hate themselves. Those who attack do not know they are blessed. They attack because they believe they are deprived. Give, therefore, of your abundance and teach your brothers there. Give of your abundance. Give of your abundant patience. Infinite patience is your inheritance. It is within your ability to be infinite patience. St. Augustine said, the reward of patience is patience. It's peace. It's harmony. It's not moving out of the flow of the love of God. So contemplate this. Where in your relationships do you give yourself permission to fan the flames of upset in your emotional body, in your physical body? Where in your life do you give yourself permission to think the thoughts like, it's never going to get any better, right? The whiny thoughts, the complainy thoughts. Where do you give yourself permission to fan those flames of emotion, negative emotion? Where do you do that with your loved ones? Where do you attack your loved ones, right? Or you criticize your loved ones? They're feeling upset and hurt, they're feeling weak and vulnerable, and you poke at them, you prod them. Where do you feel that your loved ones lack motivation and you're worried about them? You're worried they're not going to get it together. You're worried that they're missing the spiritual bandwagon, right? And so you're looking at them as lacking and limited. And so you poke them, you prod them with your thoughts of limitation, lack, and attack. You know, you're never going to get anywhere if you don't blah, 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 blah. You know, you keep that up and blah, 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 blah. Right? The sarcastic comments, the digs. And you can think until the end of eternity that, which of course it doesn't end. Ever and ever. And it's never going to create the flow of goodness. It's never going to bring forth the healing. And the reason why you're upset is because you know that, and you're still giving yourself permission to wallow in the mud. So let us be loving to ourselves and cultivate the infinite patience, the infinite peace, the infinite harmony that is our true identity. It's time. It's time. Give therefore of your abundance and teach your brothers theirs. God's good will is our true identity. Let us remember it together. Ah, so I'm Jennifer Hadley, and you're listening to A Course in Miracles on Unity Online Radio, and I'll be right back.
Affirm the good that flows within you and stretch to reach your divine potential with daily inspirational messages from Daily Word.
My affirmation of faith is, I release and I let go. I release my desire to control people or situations. I let go of fear, worry, and doubt. I trust in divine power, which is infinitely capable of establishing right outcomes. I align myself with this power through prayer and meditation. Opening my mind and heart to the wisdom of the universe, I recall the promise, I am with you always to the end of the age. With this assurance, I find the strength to let go of anything holding me back. Letting go and letting God is a choice. It empowers me to move forward with ease and confidence. It provides me peace of mind and the assurance of divine order. As I let go and let God, I open the door to infinite possibilities.
Daily Word magazine is now available in a digital format. A one-year subscription to Daily Word digital magazine with audio is only $9.95. That's less than 3 cents a day to start your day right, centered and connected to the truth within you. To learn how you can subscribe to this online interactive magazine, go to www.dailyword.com.
Quiet. Reverend Paulette's mantra is, it's all a prayer. Tune in every Tuesday as Unity Minister Paulette Pipe leads you in meditation and prayer on Touching the Stillness. Make no mistake, this is not nap time. With an energy that will captivate you, Touching the Stillness will guide you in deep meditation, leaving you enlivened. Hear astounding meditations and learn more about different forms of meditation. Enrich your prayer life as Reverend Paulette, Senior Minister of Touching the Stillness Ministries, affirmatively prays with power and authority by taking live prayer requests from callers like you. Whether you have a prayer request for yourself or for a loved one or are ready for a deepened meditation experience, make sure you tune in on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Central Time, where we'll be joining in consciousness with the unceasing prayer activity of the Silent Unity 24/7 Prayer Ministry at Unity Village. That's Touching the Stillness with Reverend Paulette Pipe every Tuesday, right here on Unity Online Radio, the voice of an awakening world.
Letting go in the stillness.
You've been listening to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk, with Reverend Jennifer Hadley. If you have a question or comment about today's program, or if you'd like to join in the discussion, visit us on Facebook at A Course in Miracles Pledge, where you can join with the community of like-minded people who have pledged to live A Course in Miracles every day in every way. Now, back to A Course in Miracles, Living the Love, Walking the Talk.
So we're back, and I'd just like to remind you that this week in Living A Course in Miracles, we've got two classes on healing thoughts of lack and limitation. So we're going to go much deeper into this week, two classes. So if this is your experience or someone you know and love that might be interested, our Living A Course in Miracles series is a practical application. Also want to let you know a couple of things coming up. I'm doing a workshop online on the phone November 3rd, Healing the Habits of Self-Sabotage. Healing the Habits of Self-Sabotage. And that is, all the details are on the events page at jenniferhadley.com. And also while you're there at my website, you can sign up for my daily spiritual espresso, which is my daily inspired blog, and my daily prayer. All of that's free, and there's a lot more free stuff, so I invite you to look around the website and get your free stuff. So we're back to our healing here, and this is so important. So we're chapter 7, section 8, which is the unbelievable belief. And paragraph 7, those who attack do not know they are blessed. They attack because they believe they are deprived. Now, what's key in that sentence is you believe you're deprived, but you're not. The kingdom is already yours. Seek first the kingdom, which is within, and all else will be added unto you. So for me, it was a matter of finally waking up and realizing, whoa, Jennifer, what part of all else will be added unto you? Don't you understand? Stop seeking outside yourself. Get in the flow of love, girl. And that's what I have been doing. So give, therefore, of your abundance and teach your brothers theirs. Do not share their illusions of scarcity, or you will perceive yourself as lacking. So this is it. When people start having talk of scarcity, lack, and limitation, we don't need to comment, but we can put our hand on our heart and silently say, the kingdom is within. I'm seeking the kingdom first. All else is being added unto me. This is my inheritance, and I accept it. I am worthy of it. I am worthy of it. Paragraph 8. Attack could never promote attack unless you perceived it as a means of depriving you of something you want. Yet you cannot lose anything unless you do not value it and therefore do not want it. So if we think thoughts of lack and attack, we're cutting ourselves off from the flow of abundance. So the truth is, we must not really value abundance. So we can cry all day long and say, I want to manifest abundance. I want to manifest abundance. But within us, we know that we are cutting off the flow of abundance when we choose to think thoughts of lack and attack. And this is why we're upset. We're never upset for the reason we think. We're not upset because we're experiencing lack. We're upset because we're choosing lack. We've given ourselves permission. Get it? It's so simple when you're willing to get it. You cannot lose anything. The kingdom is yours unless you do not value it and therefore do not want it. This makes you feel deprived of it. And by projecting your own rejection, you then believe that others are taking it from you, you see? So you don't want to accept that you are the one that's making yourself miserable and deprived. You are the one who's taking yourself out of the flow of love and prosperity and goodness. So you say, no, the world is taking it from me. Then you blame others, and you're increasing your experience of lack and attack. You're increasing by cementing with your thought your experience of limitation. That's why you're truly upset. That's why you're upset. Because you're deluding yourself. I know. I lived in this pattern for a long time until I was willing to be loving and give up the thoughts of lack and attack. So it's a daily practice. But the good thing is how expensive is that daily practice? It's free. It's totally free. This is why I send out my spiritual espresso every day. This is why I record a new prayer every day. This is why I offer the Living A Course in Miracles classes for free. This is why I offer the Get Over It workshop for free. This is why I have hundreds and hundreds of calls and prayers and everything free at iTunes. All free. Because I am so grateful to have this awareness. It was not easy for me to attain it. I had to work like a mamma jamma to undo my attraction to the thoughts of lack and attack. I was so completely focused on limitation, lack, and attack. Even while I was reading the spiritual books and taking the spiritual classes for decades. I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. I've been such a slow learner. Oh my goodness. It was so hard for me to get this until I was really willing. So this is why I offer what I offer. And one of the things I just want to share with you is coming up November 7th is the start of my last Finding Freedom Spiritual Boot Camp this year. Now, this class... people have in this class miraculous healing breakthroughs. It's like they go from being a sleepwalker to being awake. They become willing to do the deep work. And there are many components to this class. And people of all levels of spiritual study and backgrounds, different nationalities, people of different languages, they get in this class. They are listening to the teachings, they're asking their questions in the class. We have a support group. We have videos. We have transcripts. We have downloads. We have everything for you. I'm even creating some really cool, special new things for this particular Finding Freedom. This is the last one of 2012. And so if you are not experiencing miraculous, breathtaking, blow-your-hair-back awakening in this extraordinary time of light and love, I'm inviting you to consider taking my Finding Freedom Spiritual Boot Camp class. All the details are at jenniferhadley.com. Now, on the Finding Freedom page, there's all kinds of things for you to listen to read, to get clear about whether or not this class is right for you. And what I absolutely know is if it's right for you, you will know it. A Course in Miracles says in the Manual for Teachers, your students have been assigned to you. Neither you nor they can change that. So I always know that everything that I am to share, to teach, all of it is being divinely guided. I relax into that, and you can relax into that too. If money is a challenge, I will accept any payment plan. I'm not kidding you. I'm so in it. I'm so in it. But Finding Freedom, the Spiritual Boot Camp class, is not free because I have found through offering it for free to people, that they do not respect it and they do not do it. That the people who really get in and do it are the ones who pay for it. They are the ones who transform their lives. It's like you got to get some skin in the game. Now, I also would like to share, if you are interested in living that masterful life and joining Masterful Living, my year-long class, which starts in January, Finding Freedom is the perfect setup for you. So I'm inviting you to consider enrolling in Finding Freedom and then following it next year, making next year the very best year of your life so far with Masterful Living. It's amazing what we can do in community together, doing the deep work and the deep spiritual practice. Oh, it's so good. I can feel, oh my goodness, how our class today, because I always feel like the Holy Spirit's given me a class, and that's what I'm sharing with you. You cannot lose anything unless you do not value it, and therefore do not want it. This makes you feel deprived of it, and by projecting your own rejection, you then believe that others are taking it from you. Let us remember right now, let us place our hand on our heart and remember that the kingdom is pre-installed. We are worthy of it. It's already been given to us, and no matter how many times we have not valued it, and no matter how many times we have blamed others for our misery and our problems, all of that can stop right now. Let us decide together that our time is now, our healing is now, our breakthrough is now, and we are completely and totally willing to be willing, moment by moment, handing over the thoughts of lack and limitation, handing over the thoughts of lack and attack to the Holy Spirit for transformation. How grateful we are that no matter whether we have made our bed in hell or not, there is always help for us. That no matter how small we have played, the unlimited, unprecedented love of God is healing us now if we choose it. So in this moment, we choose not only to receive it for ourselves, but to share it with all of our brothers and sisters. So grateful, so thankful for the love of God, which is our true identity. In grace and gratitude, we let it be. And so it is. Amen. 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 Have a great week. I sure do love you. Thank you for showing up today.